This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There is an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. TruthFinder can help you locate almost anyone in the U.S. with fast, comprehensive public records background checks. You can confidentially search by phone number, address, name, email, and more. Go to truthfinder.com to get answers to your questions now. That's truthfinder.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go.
Live from Splash as we get ready for Checks Notes, yet another Warrior game.
It's a big one.
Just a few hours away.
Yep.
I have two words to start the show with, two words only. I'll do the whole setup.
Wait,
what's going on,
two
everybody?
Two words only from
two
you?
Two words only, that's it.
And then I don't
rest,
buy
the rest
it.
Of the show is yours.
I don't see that
wrap that
being
stupid
possible.
Ref shirt around your neck and do
whatever.
The whole show
he got the
like
whistle.
Him. Yeah, he did.
Steph is still shooting free throws at the crib.
And he deserved them all.
He did.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. The party is on. It is a beautiful day, a sunsplash day out here in the Bay. We're getting ready for Nuggets and Warriors. We are inviting everybody to get off work early,
dude,
and come down here, have some food and some drink at Splash, get ready, and let's talk this out.
64 degrees and perfect.
It's phenomenal out here.
Your job doesn't matter.
And no, neither does ours.
You hate your clearly, job, you hate your boss. Come show up.
You ready for my two words? And then you can take it from here.
It's not likely.
I'm convinced.
That's actually three, if you want to take the contraction.
That's a contraction.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
It's a contraction.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're convinced.
And I'm convinced.
I have to follow up because we have now 3 hours and 46 minutes. You're convinced of what? Like, you're convinced that, boy, Brandon Pajemski is a good little shooter. Or Jonathan Kuminga, he's back.
You know exactly
what I'm
saying.
Steph Curry's a good little player.
You
is
know
that what
exactly,
you're convinced
no,
of?
No, I am convinced that this team is everything that it's been cracked up to be or whatever idea that you want to put out there. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. That's not how sports works. But whenever we talk about certain scenarios, oh, but what if they get paired with the Lakers? Oh, but what if they get paired with the Nuggets? Oh, what happens about OKC? Or do you really believe that they're ready for this at age 35 or 36 or 37? Whatever scenario, like I'll actually kick it back to all of you. You throw out the sentence. And I will answer with,
okay.
I'm convinced. Are they a contender? I'm convinced.
Yep.
Can they beat the Lakers? I'm convinced. Can they do it on the road? I'm convinced. Can they do it at this age? I'm convinced. That was the game I needed to see. We saw it. I'm convinced.
So I have to follow up with the question I've asked you now 11 different times, and you've answered it 11 times the same way. And now feels like a great time. We're out here in Thrive looking at GOTS, Senior Sisig. We're here at
Burma
Splash.
Love.
Burma Love to our right. We have the arena also to our right. We have Sky Riders to the left. We've got an unbelievable spring day here at Thrive City at Chase Center. So I ask you right now, if I set the over-under on Warrior playoff wins at 4.5, which means they win a series and don't get swept, are you ready to take the over?
I will take the over.
Wait, what?
I will take the over.
Hold the frickin' phone. After last night, you're taking the over.
That was the game I needed to see.
I love it.
The game I needed to see.
I'm not going to cry, Roy, but I'm getting emotional.
Everybody gets to do this in their own way.
Yep.
Everybody gets to be convinced whenever they were convinced. Some people were convinced the moment Steph Curry put shoes on opening night. Other people are still not convinced. Anywhere in between. For me, that was the game I needed to see. For all of the things that we saw unfold in this one, the fact that everything was set up to be against them last night.
Yep.
And they were at the end of a trip and on the road against a healthy and rested opponent with stars and a team that has had their number. And then, what do we say? When the role players play well, this team is incredibly hard to beat. 28 points from Pods.
Ooh.
Probably my favorite Jonathan Kuminga game I've seen all year long. My goodness, the light bulb went on. And I wanted that double-double so bad. He came one rebound short. But I don't care about 18 points.
Sure.
I care about 9 boards, and I care about the kind of boards that he got and the defense that he played. Jonathan was absolutely engaged in all the ways that they've been begging him to be engaged, and he was. And so all the credit goes to him, and Moody was good. I already mentioned Pods. The whole thing was well thought out. They led from the beginning. They held that lead all the way through the end, and now they're coming home. And they did it on a night where they would have woken up today in the 8th if they had lost that game. That was the game that I needed to see.
Great description, and I would add in, like you talk about Kuminga's 9 rebounds, I would look at his 4 assists and say that was at least as impressive, because the passes he made were passes that normally he would pass on, pun intended. He would shoot the basketball, but he got into a spot, and he realized that there was another shot that might have been better, and I wonder about the messaging post-game, and we'll play all the sound. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Draymond Green, they all talked about JK, and in their own way, they talked about what that was and what that means and what they've really wanted him to do. And it reminded me of Andrew Wiggins. And you remember back in 2022 when Wiggins had those couple of games where he had 10 rebounds, and they all were like, oh my God.
They're like, why was that your career high? They're like, why don't you do that all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
And so last night had those kind of vibes for me. And I'm not trying to like look at JK's game and think, why haven't you? Why won't you? I just want to live in the moment. You've taught me that, and I've been better about that. Like, coming off of last night, where Pods was 8 of 10 from 3, Steph had a quiet 37. Is that possible?
Yeah, I kind of get what you mean by that. I mean, really do.
He was minus 1, and, I mean, Steph was Steph, but, like, Steph, to me, the whole like showstopper, it was Pods and what he did in the first half, and
no doubt
the half court heave, and it was Kuminga all across the board. It was Draymond Green, who, by the way, he won DPOY last night. I don't know what the odds are now, but if you didn't bet it before, it's too late because when he...
Oh, it's over.
He defends LeBron perfectly with four fouls, and then he strips Luka, and I love it. Luka goes up, and Draymond strips him, and as much as Luka cries in that moment...
He didn't.
Didn't say a word.
He didn't because he knew there was nothing he could say.
He got.
Yep.
Shout out Gots across the street. But he got. He defended LeBron, and then he got Luka. That was DPOY. Oh, and then you get to Steph. Oh, he had 37. Okay.
He was fantastic.
That's the number four story for me. Yep. It was a quiet 37.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, listen, in this week alone, and we have talked so much about what this week means for Warrior basketball, you got a game in Memphis where a lot of us came out the next day and went, okay, phenomenal win, but... Your big three all went crazy. Steph had 52. Draymond had a triple-double. Jimmy had what? I think 27 points.
Yep.
They were all restaurant-quality performances, yet you were down by four in the fourth quarter. You were tied with 3 minutes to go, and you had to find a way to win that game. And so you come out of that going, dude, is anybody else ever going to hit a shot? And it was almost as if the Warrior locker room heard you. And Brandon Pajemski was like, I'll answer that. Yes, someone else is going to hit a shot. In fact, I'll hit all of mine here in the first half of the very next game. And in a game where they should have been tired, I ran into, I told you, I came down early today.
I feel like there's a whoop coming.
No, I didn't run into the chef. I didn't run into Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
I ran into our friend Raymond Ritter, and for our audience, you do hear us bring up his name a lot, but you might not know who that is. He is literally the czar of PR. Is his name? He is the best PR person in the entire world of sports. And I got here early today, and I was walking around and heading around down by the water, and I ran into him, and he was cruising actually the wrong direction too. He was walking away from the arena.
Was he lost?
So I'm like, sir. Sir, you're going the wrong way. And I pulled up to him, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, nah, I'm heading back to the car over here. And I'm like, it just hit me as I walked up to him. I go, boy, you've been away from home for 13 days, too. And you landed on a plane last night, too, past midnight.
And like, he's walking the wrong way.
And you're walking the wrong way.
He's
already in his signature vest.
Of course.
With suit pants and
three-piece suit and
sneakers. He's already in it. And I'm like, how are you doing? And he looks at me and he's like, tired. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know? And so that is an example. And that person doesn't play basketball. He does all kinds of other stuff. But that was a snapshot of what this team physically feels like right now. But they did that last night. They did that. They summoned the energy for that against a team that's been sitting there eating pineapple by a pool in L.A. for the last 3 days. I'm sorry. Signature win, the one that I needed to see, a concerning night for the Lakers if I'm them. No question about it. And I think also validation that this trade of Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic, is it a good thing for the long term? Sure, maybe.
Maybe.
Did they fleece them? Maybe.
Maybe.
Is it a good thing for certain matchups? Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a bad thing for this matchup with the Warriors from the Laker perspective.
Agreed, because the one guy that you had no answer for was AD, offensively and defensively. And I know Luka's not going to always be that bad. And last night,
of course not.
He was sluggish, and he was doughy, and he was ineffective, 0 for 6 from 3. He was all the things that you look at with Luka. And I thought that there was one three that he took when he actually had a cigarette in his mouth. And I'd have to go back and look at the video. Maybe I was seeing things, but Luka was everything that you look at with Luka and think, oh God, he's not elite. And then he actually is elite. And then the other part of it is that fourth quarter, Mark, and I love the association like you do, like we all do, Mark Grandy, he watches everything. That fourth quarter was basketball It was basketball, like a dessert bar. Yeah. It was a chocolate fountain.
It was a basketball-gasm.
It was back and back, yeah. wop. It was back and forth. Like,
don't look at me like that. I said it. It was a basket-gasm.
And he meant it.
And I did.
Austin Reeves was amazing.
I put the kids to bed before the fourth quarter. Doing this alone.
Exactly.
All right? Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I just thought that, like, the Lakers made a legitimate fourth quarter push at home, yep. And the crowd was into it, and every time they did, the Warriors were able to find an answer, and it got down to five, and even when it got down to five, I wasn't thinking like, oh God, how are they going to lose this one? I thought, where's the answer going to come from?
No, I know it.
And there was an answer, but like Austin Reeves was amazing. LeBron James, spoiler alert, good little player. And, you know, even Luka against Gee, he got Gee into the popcorn machine and he was able to get to the foul line and all the rest of it. And so for me, that fourth quarter was just awesome.
I'm convinced. Whatever your sentence is, throw it out there.
We going to be champions?
I mean,
I'm not trying to put you into a corner.
That's less than 50-50 for all teams.
Of course.
But yes, they might be. They might be.
Are we going to have May basketball? And that to me is where...
Is the second round done by May? No, right?
The second round starts in May.
Okay, then yes.
Basically,
I think that we will. I'm convinced.
Yeah,
are you?
I love it.
We would love to hear from you. We're going to have some people coming on by. Tim Roy is going to come by before he heads into the game to do the game tonight. It's going to be that kind of night. We're out at Splash on a beautiful day, a sun-splashed day, getting ready for Dubs and Nuggets, and Warrior fans are hyped, and we would love to hear from you. Are you convinced now? Were you already? Are you still not? Let's talk it out. 888-957-9570. Live at Splash, getting you ready for the big game. Nuggets and Jokic in town. Brought to you by Xfinity Stream Sports, from the best seat in the house. With Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Let's bring on your calls. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.